You're going to ask me what's on my mind?
Correct.
What's on my mind? You know what? Feedback's been really good. That's what's on my mind. We're busy. We're getting stuff done. We are delivering on the rapid response. I actually have had more than one client say, wow, that was quick, when we've executed on things that have come in. So that was
wonderful.
That's great. So that's on my mind. I think the other thing, I was talking to my dad, who's our, you know, I guess we'll call him senior partner, but effectively retired. And so I was chatting with him and I said, you know, we're getting so much done for our clients. This is a lot of fun. And I feel like this is what I wanted the business always to be. And then I said to him, I had no idea how much was undone. Just having the agendas, getting these questions addressed. I had no idea how much was undone. And, so this has been, it's been good. Stumbling blocks. I think, you know, we addressed some last week, which was, I feel like I'm behind on the, center of influence, so on and so forth. And, the kind of prospecting piece. And so with Kristen as the director of marketing, you gave us some ideas on, you know, how to help her hold me accountable. So Kristen and I just had we do our 12-4-2 team member meetings. We did that on Monday.
Good.
And what we were looking at was, because I recognize as a leader, it is unfair of me to put somebody in a role that does not have defined expectations. And I put her in a role as the director of marketing and growth.
Good.
But what does that mean, right? So then we unpacked it and we broke down some of the things. So she's now got what piece needs to be completed for January, right? So get the website updated and refreshed. We're just breaking the elephant up and doing it one bite at a time. And that's really going to help drive the needle there. And I'm always very open with her, and she recognizes this, that I know that I will be the stumbling block.
Sure.
I will get in the way and say, can you show it to me before we print it? I have to let go. She's good at this stuff.
But you know, it's okay to look at it.
Oh, I get it, because it's my face and it's what I'm representing. But sometimes I get a little too micromanaging in that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to do – I'm tired of wearing this hat, but I need a hat because my head gets cold. So
yeah.
I'm going to make up a supernova hat, right? So I asked Cindy, you know, give me a couple of different models that we can use for supernova hats, and in terms of logo and supernova coach or whatever. But I want to see that. I'm not going to have her do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Have her bring you a couple options. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, have her be the filter for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her, you know, I leverage her as much as I humanly possible, but there's certain things that you want to have some input in, because you're going to be looking at it every day, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, you know, that's
what
kind
you
of
need,
stuff in my
let
mind.
Me, as your marketing guy, how many Zoom calls do you do?
How many Zoom? So, I do not do that many right now. So it'll be the quarterly meetings with clients, and the ones that are open, to the technology. So right now I'm doing maybe two a week.
Okay. So you need to fix up your background.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. No, I get that. So we use Microsoft Teams, not Zoom. And on Microsoft Teams, I can blur my background. So I do that. But I do recognize that I've got an issue here. And I also change my lighting. I turn this light off and front light and stuff like that.
I just throw a bookcase up there or something. Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. No, anyway. Absolutely. I do recognize that that's an issue.
I'm your marketing coach too, you know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Rob?
Changing the world, you know.
Yeah.
I want to fix the world. Yeah. A certain age, you know, it's so interesting. Different people go to, when they get to be this age, they their mind goes one way or the other, right? The hell of the world, I'm going to just play golf. Or right. The hell of the world, I'm going to just, you know, read until I die. I'm like, the world has been so good to me, I've got to figure out a way to make the world better. That's so, good. You know, you can take on big things when you're my age. You know, you have permission from other humans. They kind of expect you to think about things like that. Yeah. And they're very kind and helpful. And I think we're gonna do some big stuff. But what it did was it kind of opened up my eyes to the fact that when you're working on something that has kind of universal appeal, it gives you permission to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And anybody will talk to you, and half of those anybodies will help you.
Yeah.
So from a point of view of meeting people and marketing yourself, it's kind of a goldmine. And until you do it, you kind of don't know that, you know?
Right.
So I'm working, I don't know if I've mentioned it, I'm working on a diversity problem in our country. You know, we've got a problem in our industry. There's hardly any, and I'm sure it's the same in Canada.
Yeah.
Hardly any, African Americans particularly.
Right.
And we got a big, you know, we may disagree on the cause of it, but there's a big spread now between wealth.
Right.
Right? There's a big gap, income wealth gap. And you either fix those things or they come back to bite you. Right? Right. Like we found out in our George Floyd riots and, you know, it's just ugliness and people act stupid and all of a sudden capitalism is gone and it's been replaced by something that doesn't work even half as well.
Right.
You know, go to Argentina, go to Venezuela. It's right around us. You know, it's not theoretic, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to do what I do here, right? Which is help coach and so, but I'm going to just happen to do it with African Americans. I'm going to do it in three different segments. I'm going to do former military, former professional athletes, and then colleges, historically black colleges and universities.
Right.
So I'm going to get them to, pick 20 students, undergraduate, sophomore, junior, senior year, coach them. Teach them, give them mentorships, give them, internships at the major firms and have the major firms then hire them and put them in roles, make sure they become CFPs.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll go from a turnover rate of 90% to a turnover rate of 10%, I think.
That'd be a game changer for a financial firm in our industry. 'Cause if you can get the turnover down, that'd be massive. 'Cause that's the thing is for a long time, it's, you know, throw everything against the wall and whatever sticks will be ultimately pay for the rest of the failures. It's a tough industry to hire for sure.
Right. But you know, I'll go to people like you and say, look, you know, life's been good. Yeah. I want you to take on a partner, junior partner.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, your dad took care of you to a certain degree, right? You paid, you paid your dues and you did well, but would you have been able to go as well as you have without that?
No, not even close.
So if we can put them on teams, Eric,
yeah,
I think we got a 90% success rate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to get some turnover, but maybe I'm being optimistic, but maybe. So I end up with 70 compared to 10 now.
Right.
And so doors open everywhere.
Yeah.
The major firms, the, you know, all kinds of
people.
You can go to people that have a lot of money and talk to them about this and they'll be like, let me know.
Yeah.
No. So I think
that's
a lot of money.
That's fantastic. And that's, I think that's good on you for addressing that. So our firm has been really focused on, getting more women in leadership roles, getting more women advisors in place. And that's something that I'm very cognizant of as well, which is ensuring that that I'm not discounting women as potential business partners. Because if any of my conversations are the bellwether, it's the, in most cases, it's the female partner that that makes the decisions on finances. And in many cases, they outlive the male partner.
Correct.
So it's a very strong, incredible relationship to build and lean into. And then in Canada, we have many problems. And I don't know the size of our African American, or African Canadian community.
Probably.
It's very, very low. And then
very small,
but
100%.
Our First Nations population is very high. Right. So
yes,
that's something that I know a number of my clients are actively involved in, supporting and changing the spiral of poverty for those families. And that's something that I need to also look at and be open to is, how do we bring in and change that as well? I'm certainly open to all those things and maybe there's an opportunity there. We were chatting about how, you know, leaning into and finding a charity to support and things like that. A good client of mine, we were talking about her. She has a mentally disabled daughter. And she was telling me that, so her daughter's now 28 years old, has autism. And, you know, my client is burning out from being a caretaker and a care provider. But to get into a home and to get a good home is very, very difficult. And she was going through some of the challenges there. And that impassioned speech that she gave me, that's got me thinking about ways that I can help and ways that I can get involved. And I think that's a incredibly underserved community as well, which is adults with mental illnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Children, you know, there's lots of supports for children. Or no. I shouldn't say lots. There is support for children.
Correct.
But once you transition to being an adult, and then once your parents are then in turn aging, that's a major problem for these families. So that's something that I'm going to do more work on, I think.
Well, I think it's, you know, the chapter I wrote on charitable giving and how do you leverage that in order to enhance your practice and make yourself, I mean, for all the right reasons, it works. You get a chance to meet people that would have otherwise been completely invisible to you.
Right.
Unless you're in the highest levels of society in terms of, you know, wealth and opportunity. So as a most of our financial advisors come in from public schools and aren't brought up in wealth and don't have a lot of wealth, build their own wealth during their lifetime in their career. And by the time they retire, they're just on the edge of that. But, you know, if they've been very successful, they spend time with that group, but they, you know, oftentimes they just don't have the net worth ever to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And so by doing something like this and leading it, I think you become welcome by them. Mm-hmm. And because that's what they want to do. That's their philanthropist in many cases.
Yeah.
They want to fix the world. And they're serious about it.
Yeah.
Versus just giving to a cause. You know, they want to fix issues. And, you know, like Bill Gates and that crowd. I mean, they really want to fix issues. And so you gotta take your hat off to them that, you know, and they don't have time and they don't, you know, so if you can put together programs, so let's say we put together a program just theoretically for women in, if you consider them a, you know, underserved, underappreciated minority, which they really aren't.
No, in our industry.
In our industry, they are, right.
Yeah.
So let's just say, you know, they want to fix those numbers. The second part is fix those numbers without being sued.
Yeah.
Okay. Because virtually every firm has done this and then got sued. Mm-hmm. Because the ladies failed. And then they want to, you know, some smart lawyer in Chicago wants to make some money. So it contacts all the ladies that failed and says, hey, you got a class action here. And the firm ends up settling for $200 million, right? Right. So the question is, how do you make that not happen the exact same way I'm talking about? You intern, you mentor, you coach, and you eliminate all the excuses. I didn't get enough attention. I didn't get reassignments. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. And by the way, you put them on a team.
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's no excuse.
Right.
And guess what? They succeed. And they're, you know, you make them all CFPs before they ever graduate, you know, either at college or before they ever get into the job. You hire them as a planner and get them their CFP and then have them plan for some teams and then hire them on a team. I can teach management how to fix this problem.
Right.
And I'm happy to, by the way. But, and I think it would be, rather than going at it in the BS way they go about things now in all firms, you know, they, Morgan Stanley gave $30 million to, historically black colleges and universities for scholarships. Great. What right. the hell does that do?
That doesn't change anything. Yeah.
Nothing. And it's $30 million.
Right.
You could do, you could put a portion of that money in a program like mine and you're going to create jobs
right.
and change the dynamics of our industry. If you put a if you make a person a big producer at Merrill Lynch or at any other firm, they will give a lot of money back to their community and lift up their whole community.
Right.
And let's say you do 1,000 of those. Now you've lifted up the whole community. Because you're not talking about getting them ready to work at, you know, Kmart. I mean, these are jobs where people can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? And the, there's plenty of lawyers, there's plenty of doctors, and those things are taken up, but nobody comes in our business.
I know. It's incredible. We're just this wonderful little secret business that,
right.
isn't getting recruited to. It's just this strange, it's boggled my mind as well, but, yeah.
So anyway, you could work with a women's organization. I'm going to work with former professional athletes,
mm-hmm.
Former military and college students. Those are my three. Because I was former athlete, college athlete, former Navy pilot.
Yeah.
So I kind of fit all those
right.
things.
You can, you know, the jargon is really what it comes down to. Yeah.
So
you know how to communicate.
So if they're interested in working either with their First Nation group or with women, I mean, we're going to have a program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and absolutely. you could be right involved with it all the way, and that would give you national visibility.
Right.
National visibility is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, it'll be, that's something. Well, you think bigger than I do, Rob, so this is good.
You asked me what was on my mind.
Yeah, this is good.
I want to fix the country. In my little way, right?
You want to put a dent in it, hey?
Hey, just put a little dent in it, man.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit. It's been good to me.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I think that's very commendable of you to spend your time on that.
It's so funny because people at the end of the conversation go, thank you for doing this. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I don't know what I need from you as a coach today. In our remaining 8 minutes on our call here, Rob, it's been great catching up.
Well, week 9 is a big week for, acquisition.
Yeah.
So we talk, this is social prospecting, right? This is using, charities and, you know, we always talk about just raising money in the local community and getting involved and being on boards and so forth. But I think you can, you know, I never had time when I was working like you. I couldn't fit it into my brain. It was too much. But now I got, you know, I have that magic thing called time. I can use it to play golf. Yeah. I can use it to do this. So I'm giving up a day of golf. Yeah. And I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And yeah, this building the pipeline.
Yeah.
Piece here, on this week. Yeah, it's, I think what I need, it's going to move me off my ass and, get me going.
All right. So here's your assignment. Make up, theoretic 5 folders.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to schedule this month appointments with yourself.
Yeah.
To work on all 5 folders or projects.
Okay.
So let's just say, let's work with niches and center of influence inside each niche.
Yeah.
And you have, would you have 5 of those? Would you have 3?
Are we talking individuals or niches? What are we?
Niches. Niches.
I've got two niches is, so agricultural entrepreneurs.
Yep.
And then, entrepreneurs, who are within 3 to 5 years of selling their business or recently sold. But really that also aligns with ag as well. Cause that's really, I want to get into some of these big agricultural families before they sell the land kind of thing. Right. Cause that's the big payday.
You know, there's, these big Caterpillar, these guys make a lot of money.
Tons of money.
Okay, so let's make that a niche, and you need a center of influence inside that niche.
Yeah.
So you know somebody that knows somebody that can introduce you to the right guy, and he'll know everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And if you can land, let's say 5 of those guys across the country or even in your part of the world, they're huge.
Yeah.
They make a fortune. You know, car dealers make $1 million. These guys make millions.
Yeah. No, that's, well, my 145 meeting coming up here is with a client who just sold his manufacturing business that built parts for the ag world. And, you know, they sold it for $250 million.
That's, so there's another niche.
And there's my niche. And there's my influencer as well.
Right. So you got parts manufacturers, you got dealers, and whatever you can. So make 5 niches, make a folder for each and write down a center of influence and then schedule an appointment with yourself.
Yeah.
Think about those niches and put it into the scheduler and put it there every single month.
Okay.
And then it'll pop up and that's your reminder and you can't ignore it. And then you got to take some action with that every month. You got to call the center of influence. You got to do something.
Love it. Okay. No, this is good. This is great.
And just make that something that you're not, you know, that it's out of your hands too. Chrissy does that scheduling just like every other scheduling. Put it right in the 12-4-2 model. All right. Drop those folders in and then they'll pop up and then you work on them. Okay. And you know, it means making a phone call. It means doing research. It means something.
Yeah.
But move the ball down the field on those and every month. Therefore, it's not, oh, let's start on those. Let's start on that. Let's start on that. No,
we've
started. Now we're moving forward.
Okay. I like that. That's really helpful. It's, part of it is just getting in the workflow and knowing that I've got an hour blocked. Because if Kristen puts it in the scheduler, it shows up on my calendar. I know an hour is blocked for that activity, right? Love it. It's so simple, but yet not obvious for some reason. uh,
So I want you to, you know, just start doing that.
Yeah.
Your homework for this month is, or this, you know, this week is to do that and to think about them. And then we'll discuss it further, because each one of those could generate a mastermind group around that. All the people that service those people, right? The CPA, the attorney, the lawyer, the this, the that, you know, the realtor, the, all the parts guys, the metal people, the whoever, right? They all service that dealer. Whoever buys, whoever sells things to that dealer can be part of your mastermind group, and they all can be rich by themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So just think about that. Pick each niche. You got to develop a center of influence inside. That's to get you everybody in there. And then how do we service them? That's your mastermind group. That's called a niche mastermind group.
Okay.
So it's a part of the chapter. So reread the chapter on niche mastermind groups and niches. It'll help you.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how many times you've listened to it or watch it or read it. You get something out new out of it every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
So I'm writing that down. All right. You're free to go.
Well, thank you, sir. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. It's been a wonderful adventure thus far. And I look forward to, you know, we only have a couple more weekly calls. I'm a little afraid of going to quarterly.
Monthly.
Monthly. Yeah. Sorry. Monthly. And, but you know what? It's all wonderful. And
yeah, it'll be fine. You'll be good.
I've already been talking to Kristen about how once we've completed the process, we're going to go back to page one, chapter one of the booklet and start again.
No, it's true. You know, I've got three teams that are going through it for the second time.
Yeah.
You know, one was 10 years ago and they're going through it again. And you know, it's good. It seems all brand new to them.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, I know. No, they know what I'm, just like the details. They're like, you know, we kind of fought you all the way and we should have done this. We know that. And we're going to do it all right this time.
Yeah.
But they literally are doing every single thing I tell them to do.
That's
scoreboard, game board, everything.
We are as well. Cool. We're getting an A in Supernova, man. This is happening. We've got our game boards. We have our meetings. We have all that stuff. We're all held accountable. We just got to get the growth engine going, and then we'll be rock stars.
It's rituals. Just force yourself to create rituals around the process.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then generate the activity. It's the activity. Don't worry about the results. Yeah. Focus on the activity.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, sir. Good. Take care.
Tell Kristen I missed her. See you.
Will do. Take care. Bye.